Have you ever thought about becoming a teacher? Maybe you've considered it, but think many of the challenges that teachers face outweigh the benefits. If that's the case, then this program could be for you. Teach Here is a new program that recruits motivated, aspiring teachers into Chattanooga and Knoxville classrooms where they are needed the most. Dedman says most student teaching experiences are short and not as challenging as they need to be.
Whereas we are trying to prepare our graduates to go into challenging environments, urban school settings, so we kind of get them in the fire early on and get them prepared so that when they leave, they're able to go to the most challenging environment there is. I mean, that's the whole point of our program, is to supply teachers in the highest need areas and the highest content areas, which is usually math and science in urban schools.
Evans completed the program last year when it was in its first year and is now a science teacher at Orchard Knob. I asked him how he felt about the program now that he has a teaching position, and he says he didn't know what he would have done without it.
It was quite a ride, actually, a full year, so lots of ups and downs. I got to say the most terrifying moment, though, would be that 8-minute mini lesson that you have to do the first time you get up in front of kids, but now it's just natural. You know, I feel like you've been doing it forever, and it's really only been a year, but definitely the most difficult year of my life, but you know, you would expect your most worthwhile year of your life to be the most difficult one, so it was absolutely worth every minute. I don't know that I would have lasted a full week had I not gone through the program, honestly. You know, when you're going through it, it just seems like a whole lot to take on, but then you get to fly solo for the first time, like I did this year, and everything just kind of clicks, makes sense why you went through everything you went through, makes you stronger, more durable, and every good teacher has to be durable. So,
what exactly is the recruitment window for Teach Here, you might ask? It's simple. Dedman says this is the time when they are looking for teacher candidates for their second cohort or residency program that will begin in June.
But we're trying to do our selection process early and make commitments to people. So if you're in college and you're a senior, you may be thinking about what's the job market going to be like and what should I do. So they can make those early commitments. We won't lose people. Wait till the spring when either they've taken other jobs or they've moved out of the city looking for other forms of employment. So we're going to do one in December. We'll do another one maybe in February. But we're looking to find the best people we can. So we're trying to do an early hire to get them prepared and give them plenty of time to apply to grad school. That's the other thing. They're taking coursework, working on a master's at the same time they're in the residency. So there's lots of paperwork you have to do to get admitted to grad school and then get ready to start the residency.
You may be wondering about the first step to take if you want to be a part of the Teach Here program. Dedman says the first step to take is to check out their website, teachhere.org.
It has lots of information. If they're interested and they need more information, there are phone numbers that go directly to our staff to answer questions one-on-one, or then attend an info session that we'll have another one in December. It'll be at the Public Ed Foundation, and then they can come and attend that and ask any questions. And they can also talk to our residents, current residents and graduates. We always have someone from the program there to answer their specific questions too.
That was Sherry Dedman and Ethan Evans talking about the new Teach Here program for aspiring teachers. Again, the website to check out for more information is www.teachhere.org. For Around and About, I'm Bobby Sullivan.